IBM Podcast.
Welcome to this IBM Podcast, Agile Everywhere. I'm Angelique Matheny with IBM. Agile turns 10 this year. Since its advent in 2001, Agile practices have transformed the way software is built and delivered. Today, Agile is used in virtually every industry and is being used to deliver every type of software. Agile is everywhere. With agility at scale, IBM has led the way in helping organizations to adopt Agile, whether they are globally distributed, require strict governance, or are building technically complex software. So today we welcome Scott Ambler, Chief Methodologist for Agile and Lean. We'll discuss the past, present, and future of Agile, dispel the myths that still exist about scaling Agile practices, and we'll preview the Agile Everywhere interactive whiteboard. Hi, Scott. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks. My pleasure.
Scott, any thoughts about the 10-year anniversary of the Agile Manifesto?
Yeah, so earlier in the year, a bunch of us got together once again back at the Snowbird, Utah, to discuss where the Agile community was, you know, where we'd been over the last 10 years and where we should go. And the end result of that effort, which was a fair bit of work, you know, it sounds as if we all went skiing, and some of us did actually, but it was actually a fair bit of work, both before the event, during and after. And the end result of that was a collection of what we call four belief statements. And the four statements were to demand technical excellence. And at least the first one was to demand technical excellence. And what we mean by that is, although there's definitely a quality focus in the Agile community, and we've adopted a lot of techniques such as continuous integration and refactoring and working together closely, test-driven development, that really do focus on quality and on validating our work, we felt that there's a lot more room for opportunity. So, and we also noticed that a lot of people claiming to be Agile were doing so in name only, but were not focusing on the quality aspects. So we wanted to make the quality issue more and technical excellence a little more explicit. The second belief statement was around promoting individual change and leading organizational change. And what we're getting at there is that we believe that we should be a little more active in helping people to learn, helping to mentor and coach them at both the individual level, but as well as at the organizational level. I think we've been, over the years, we've been doing a pretty good job at the individual level. You know, there's always room for opportunity, or opportunity for improvement, I should say. But we might not have been as good at leading organizational change, because that's a difficult, long-term, multi-year effort in many cases. So I think there's a general feeling that although we've been good at the project level, that at the organizational level, we still needed to put a little more effort in. So I think we're going to see some interesting things over the next few years there. The third one was to organize knowledge and to improve education. And what the observation there was that there was there's a lot of material out there on the web and in books and articles, good stuff like that, about Agile software development. But that there's no one, you know, one repository or a small handful of repositories that you can go to find this stuff. So a lot of people are really are struggling sometimes to get this information for whatever reason. They're not using search engines, or when they do use a search engine, they just get overwhelmed with material and they don't really know what to look at. So we need to do something, and you know, we were bouncing ideas around like a book of knowledge or something. So I don't know exactly what shape it will end up being in, but some sort of repository of information is going to be critical. And then as well to help the universities and colleges to educate people in Agile, make it as easy as possible for them to teach this stuff and understand it and get the ideas across. So there's been a bit of movement there, but once again, there's room for improvement. And then the fourth belief statement was that we should maximize value creation across the entire process. And this is bringing lean concepts into play where we want to optimize the whole, not just the parts. And what the observation was is that there's been a pretty big focus on software development within the Agile community, and chances are pretty good that's going to continue, but that we need to go beyond software development, look at the full IT picture, look at the full business picture, work closely with our business stakeholders to understand the implications of the decisions that they're making, to understand Agile better, to understand what their rules are in software development, and to understand why it's critical for them to work closely with the software development teams. So there's also some opportunity there to get the Agile message out to a broader spectrum of people, and to be more effective. Because if you're, you know, it's good that the software development people are becoming more effective and more productive, but if bad business decisions are still being made, then, you know, we're often optimizing a mess. And we, you know, it'd be a lot better that, you know, if we could look at the full process, look at the full picture, and actually make the entire process effective. So there's, once again, there's room for improvement, I think.
Okay, Scott, put your hat on and look into your crystal ball. What do you see next for Agile practices?
Well, I think the probably the biggest thing I think for Agile practices is going to be scaling. And this has been true for the last couple of years, and I think we'll continue on. And I think one of the challenges that we've had is that we've focused for many years now on small co-located teams. And to be fair, you know, that is a large percentage of the overall development effort. But the reality is that there are some larger teams. There's geographically distributed teams. There's people working in regulatory environments and, you know, other good things like that. And we need to figure out how to apply Agile practices and Agile techniques in those sorts of environments, because that is what businesses are addressing in their through their IT efforts. So Agile should be applied in those environments too. So I think the scaling of Agile is going to be critical. And it's going to force us to rethink some of our beliefs around tooling and processes, and you know the heaviness of or lightness of some of the processes. Because you know, as we address more complex situations, we're going to have slightly more sophisticated processes, slightly more sophisticated tools to do so. And I think that might cause a bit of grief for a few people that you know, want to keep things very simple and overly simple, I guess. So, you know, it should be as simple as possible, but no simpler. Another thing, and I think part of that will also be to, you know, have hybrid, you know, what we're calling hybrid approaches. So, you know, we've been talking about Scrum for a long time now, and extreme programming. And those are definitely parts of the overall picture, but they're not the full picture. So, you know, and there's also Agile modeling for me, and Agile database, and database techniques, and good stuff like that. So there's a lot of great material out there, but, you know, as I was saying earlier, there's no really sort of coherent combined message. So what we're seeing out there is that a lot of our customers are struggling to put all this stuff together and to implement it effectively. And what will happen is they put a lot of effort into coming up with a hybrid approach, and which is good. You know, you've got to do that, but it'd be a lot better if they could start out with, you know, a more full life cycle. So I think this is something that we're gonna see over the next year or two.
You know, Scott, Agile has gone mainstream, but there are still misconceptions about Agile. You know, which do you still hear about when you talk to customers?
Yeah, so I think there's a few challenges out there when it comes to the misconceptions. First, there is no official definition of Agile, and as a result, you know, Agile, there's a lot of people running around out there saying that they're Agile, and you know, so you get these hacker teams, and you know, they're running around, and oh, we're not doing any documentation, you know, therefore we're Agile. And the reality is no, they're fooling around, and they're not really very productive, and they're making a mess of everything. And what happens is, because there's no definition of Agile, and because there's no official criteria, or you know, even unofficial criteria for determining how Agile a team is, people will look at these hacker teams and who are claiming to be Agile, and because they don't know what they're looking at, they think, well, you know, these hacker guys, well, they must be Agile if that's what they're saying. Therefore, Agile's not such a good thing. And so we get a lot of misconceptions about what Agile's all about. And then we also get, you know, we get these, you know, very certification efforts, and you know, these, you know, very short you know, mastery courses that are being offered out there right now. And they, you know, and I'm sure, you know, many of these courses are good, but they're only getting a small part of the picture. They're only they're often being geared for, you know, small teams and these reasonably simple situations. And people hear this messaging, and they start thinking, well, wait a minute, I've got large teams, I've got teams that are in a regulatory environment, I've got teams that are distributed, and you know, these techniques, you know, I would love to be able to do all my modeling on a whiteboard, but it's not going to work out for me if my people are spread out all over the planet. So some of the messaging is fairly naive, and as a result, we get these misconceptions. So, for example, we still keep hearing that you can't do Agile in a distributed manner, and we still keep hearing that you can't do it on large teams. And one of the things that I do, I run industry surveys all the time, and you can drop on my site, but you can and very quickly see that there's significant evidence out there that people are, in fact, succeeding at large team Agile and at geographically distributed Agile and Agile in regulatory environments and so on. So, some of these misconceptions we have, that some people have at least, really aren't true. And if they were to do a little bit of research, they would start finding out that they're not true. So I think we need to get our messaging a little more consistent than it is, and to help people understand that the full range of where Agile can be applied.
Scott, we're winding down. Here's my last question for you. So what have you been working on that listeners can look forward to in the near future?
Well, I continue helping organizations around the world to scale Agile and understand all this. And so I've been working for a few years now on what we call the Agile scaling model. But more recently, I've been describing something that we call Discipline Agile Delivery, which is a hybrid method to help organizations understand how to do Agile development from the beginning of a project all the way up to delivery and production. So, and it reflects some of the things that we're seeing at customers, some of the things that they're inventing on their own. So, very soon, sometime in mid-April or perhaps towards the end of April, a new white paper that I wrote called Introduction to Discipline Agile Delivery will be available for download. So people will be able to get a fairly decent overview of that. And I'm co-writing a book with Mark Lyons, who works for Up Mentors. And so hopefully towards the end of the year, the Discipline Agile Delivery book will be out from IBM Press. We also have an interactive whiteboard video that should be available on IBM.com soon that overviews agility at scale. I did the voiceover for it, but it's really sort of cool. We've done a few of these videos, these whiteboard videos in the past, and I was just astounded by the graphics. It's just worth it to watch it for the graphics, let alone for to learn something about agility at scale. So really neat video. So I suggest people keep an eye out for that.
Scott, as always, thank you so much for sharing your time today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. My pleasure.
That was Rational Scott Ambler talking about Agile Everywhere, Busting the Myths. To share this podcast with your colleagues, or if you're interested in more podcasts like this one, check out the Rational Talks to You podcast page at www.ibm.com/rational/podcast. We'll post a link to the Agile Everywhere interactive whiteboard Scott just mentioned, so be sure to check it out today. This has been an IBM podcast. I'm Angelique Matheny. Thanks for listening. Keep tuning in as Rational talks to you.
IBM Podcast.